What's going on, world? It's Robert Richard. You are now listening to the Actors Lounge.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Actors Lounge. I'm your host, Mel V, and today we have with us a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, actor and businessman, Robert Richard.
What's going on, world? How you guys living?
Good. So thank you so much for being on the Actors Lounge.
Yeah, for sure, man. What's going on? What's up?
So, Robert, I know you've been in the business acting since you were young, and I was definitely a fan of One-on-One. You played Arnez on that show. I love that show. Can you tell us how you got your start as an actor?
So I grew up in Los Angeles, and, you know, I grew up, like, in the Crenshaw area. And, you know, I was walking home from school one day and just, you know, in the wrong neighborhood and was about to get into a fight. And I was completely outnumbered. I actually just dipped into a random building and it just happened to be an acting school. So I was just in there just like stalling just to try and like, you know, wait it out. You know, just asking like, oh, can I get a tour? Like, what do you guys do here? And, you know, they had, like, pictures of other, like, of the actors on the wall and stuff. There's a bunch of cute girls there. So, of course, I'm going to sign up. And then I end up, like, you know, going to this, like, you know, after-school program, this acting school. And I didn't really actually participate that much in the beginning because I wasn't sure that I wanted to be there. I was kind of more of, like, an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed kind of weird to be there. And then someone, they asked me if I was scared. I'm like, scared of what? So that's when I like kind of got up in front of the class and they were like, oh shit, he's super talented. And then they started putting me on all the plays and stuff. And then a play that I did, you know, I got my agent. I still have my agent to this day.
Wow, that's amazing. So prior to going to the class, walking into the acting school, you didn't have a real interest in acting?
Zero interest in acting.
Wow, that's crazy. And then that shift just happened for you.
I still think that I kind of don't think of it that way. I mean, I'm sort of more like, whatever, like left brain. You know, people out there, they're listening in. Like, some people are more artistic. Some people are more like, whatever, mathematical or analytical, whatever you want to call it. So I'm definitely more like math-minded. And I think of acting like math. I don't think of it like art.
That's interesting. So can you tell me, in your opinion, since you've been in the business for so long, how do you think the business has changed over the years? And what do you think it takes now for actors to be successful versus back?
Oh, man, it just takes more luck than ever before. I mean, I think that before there was a little bit of, for lack of a better word, like more craft to the business. So like, if I look back at like, whatever, the 80s or 90s, you know, I'm looking at the biggest actors on the planet who are also the best actors on the planet. So your Jack Nicholson's, your Denzel Washington's, your Daniel Day-Lewis, your Meryl Streep's, they were all the biggest actors and actresses, but also the best.
Mm.
And now we have like a shift where there's so many more variables that go into it. Like, do you have a following on YouTube? Do you have a following on Instagram or Facebook? Or like, are people just watching your stuff and being entertaining? And I feel like there's more just like content creation now versus just like whatever, like the craft of like acting, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I know people who've got 20 million followers and they couldn't do a scene with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Leonardo DiCaprio don't have 20 million followers watching them every single day on YouTube doing like skits.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. So you think there's more opportunity to put yourself out there?
It's just like, remember how it was when we were younger? There was that show, A Living Color.
Yeah.
It's like all of YouTube is like in Living Color. I mean, like all of like Instagram is like in Living Color. I'm like, yo, Keenan Ivory Wayne, you should have invented YouTube. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like a big stage where you could just showcase your talent.
Yeah, exactly.
With no middleman. So what do you think, or what would be some tips that you can give to actors out there, the financial aspect of it, like some financial tips as far as, since bookings can be up and down, it's not consistent. Do you have any tips that you can give?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing and the most important thing is you need to get with your friends, you know, like you got to find the people around you that can really like, you know, build a team. you know, like one dude who's got the video camera and one dude who loves to do lighting and one dude who loves editing, another dude who loves music, and then another person who's pretty, another person who's funny. And, you know, that's been the business the whole time, which is like a collaborative process.
Yeah.
And then you just got to be consistent. I mean, I guess, like, you know, you can start doing all those things yourself. But I think there is a little bit of a limitation of just doing it yourself in the way that, you know, we're all not in control of, like, how the system works,
right.
You know. What gets pushed and who gets the most likes, all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, there's other things that are variables that are, you know, in, you know, algorithms and all that kind of stuff that are pushing what's making the money and what's getting the attention to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way you're going to get more attention is just having more people involved and having everybody being like, yo, like the same page or follow the same page. You know what I mean? And like, I would say it's almost like, you got to make a little studio, you know, it's like, if you have like five of your friends, you know, you got to call it like the Five Guys production and then put all y'all stuff on the same page so that it all kind of like comes up and not get jealous about it.
Yeah. Cause I do think there's a lot of opportunity for, like you said, collaboration and just putting your own content out there, and that competitive piece, I don't think should be there, because it's like everyone could work together and create something and get eyes on it, versus if you're just trying to like do your own thing and keep it secret and like, this is my thing and I don't want to work with other people. Like, the collaborative energy is definitely out there, and that's something to take advantage of.
The secret sauce, man, you gotta be collaborative, and you got collaborative and also be really open-minded. You know, like, the one thing that everyone always asks is, would you want 100% of nothing or a piece of a big, you know, something that's enormous.
Right.
And you know, it works best. America works best when, you know, you have a piece of something that's enormous.
Right. Now, I know you're in the upcoming film Bolden, about the jazz musician Buddy Bolden. Can you talk about the film and the character that you play?
Yeah, it's the most exciting, riveting film that I think anyone's ever seen. It's so unapologetically awesome. Mm. The movie was directed by Dan Pritzker, and, you know, Dan didn't have to answer to any, like, studio agendas or any of the big juggernauts. And so you have this sort of, like, real, honest piece about this guy, Buddy Bolden, who society tried to kill. Because he was growing in his own popularity and making money without being a part of the system.
Mm.
And so kind of the same thing that you're seeing happen with like a Colin Kaepernick, where they, like, you know what I mean, just like drove him out of the NFL.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing with like New Orleans, where, you know, the government and stuff are like, how is this guy so talented and making money without us? You know, give him drugs, alcohol, women, distractions, break his soul, take his sound, and stuff it into a box called a radio. And once we get his sound in the radio, kill him.
Wow.
It's exciting, man. And you know, it's, you know, the things that we all question, whether it's, you know, with Nipsey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or with some of the greats that we've seen, like R. Kelly and his music and how they've tried to just destroy him, and like Michael Jackson and Bill Cosby. I mean, we've seen it before.
Yeah.
And this is like what I would consider really like one of the first ones where like you have this essentially a pop star and they're like, kill him.
That's crazy.
He's growing too strong. And like, I think it means the most to us all right now that like we see somebody doing something positive, really starting the movement with Nips.
Yep.
And then, what happened?
Yeah.
They killed him. I mean, they killed him.
Yeah. It's tragic. And like you said, we've seen this with Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. Like, it happens so often. And it's like, once someone gets to that point where they're starting to rise up too big, it's like they just want to X them out, take them out.
Yeah, Mandela, they threw Mandela in. You know, I mean, even JFK, you know?
Yeah.
Like, JFK was for everybody, and they just, you know, they shot the president.
It's so unfortunate. Yeah. So, and this movie comes out May 3rd, right?
May 3rd in theaters. Yeah. I mean, I tell you, go tell your family, your friends, your mom, tell everybody, go go see this film. Go see this film. Dan Pritzker is the biggest financier for Black college scholarships, like, in the world. Like, and he made this film, and this film is incredible. They rated it 98 out of 100.
Wow.
It's unreal.
That's
so good.
And the character that you play.
Yeah, his name's George Backe. He's a real guy, and him and Buddy hate each other.
Mm,
okay. So my character is sort of like the mirror of Buddy's limitations, because Buddy can't read music. He's talented, but, you know, it's almost like he doesn't have control of it, and he's schizo. And so my character, being so well put together, so educated, can read music and copy and play Buddy's music once I learn it. Like, we're getting on fights on stage every night. Just him taking that, I'm like trying to upstage him. And the movie's actually a technological masterpiece. I mean, our DP has won 2 Academy Awards, and the things they do with the movie, with the technology to, like, kind of show Buddy's schizophrenia, is something that no one's ever seen before.
What was your experience as far as, like, the instrumental piece of the movie, and for the role that you had to play? Did you have to learn instruments?
Yeah, I mean, I had to commit entirely to the role. Okay. I mean, the whole time that I was there, I mean, I don't think I put my clarinet down once for, like, you know, I've been making this movie for, like, 15 years. I mean, this has really been, like, a labor of love.
Wow.
And I could play all of my music in the film, like, end to end. And I was really, you know, I really got obsessed. I get obsessed with all my roles.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's incredible. And you have 2 other movies coming out. Can you talk about?
Yeah, I have My Brother's Keeper, a military film. It's actually a Christian-based film, too.
Nice.
But that comes out this summer. I'm really excited about that one. And then I'm doing another film called Real Talk. That's about a female disc jockey on the radio at night, and, like, her, you know, shitty boyfriend.
So I know, like you said, My Brother's Keeper is a faith-based film. How has your faith played a role in your journey throughout your career?
Oh, I'm really close with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm close with, like, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, like, all 5. I'm close with Christ. I'm close with God. I'm close to the Holy Spirit. I'm close with the universe. I'm close with just overall, like, spirituality and humanity.
Mm.
So, you know, I keep myself, you know, grounded and humbled that I'm underneath all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what allows that to be my compass and, you know, my contribution.
So I want to talk about Highway Fit. I love everything that you're doing with Highway Fit. I love it because you're promoting 10 minutes of fitness a day, no weights, no gym, no travel. And that's music to my ears because I go to the gym 4 days a week and I'm kind of getting over it, to be honest, like getting up, going to the gym, getting in the car, that whole process. So I love everything that Highway Fit represents. Can you talk about how that came about?
Yeah, I mean, the way that it sort of came about was, like, I know that I'm lazy. I'm like, and I know that lazy people are geniuses. I'm like, I gotta find a way to get rid of all of the time it takes in preparation. So, like, when you go to the gym, you have to, like, decide, okay, I'm gonna go in the gym. Then you're like, is there traffic outside? What am I gonna wear?
Yeah.
Do I have clean socks? Are the pants that I like to wear, are they clean right now? Then you gotta go to the gym, pay for parking, find a parking spot, sign in, say hi to somebody you don't like. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes in, make your playlist, all that kind of stuff. I was like, listen, can we just, like, dumb this down? So I got with my doctor and I was like, yo, what is working out? He's like, what do you mean? Like, what's working out? Like, let's define it. What's working out? And we figured out that working out is the tearing of muscle fibers.
Hmm.
So, like, whether you're CrossFitting or running or jumping or doing yoga, it's these small micro tears in your muscles that put your body into shock, which gets your heart rate going, which gets you to start breathing harder, which then induces sweat. That's working out. I'm like, all right, let's find the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
And so what we found, I mean, the technical term is face down isometrics for all the medical people that are listening.
Okay.
But the simple answer was just, like, planking. So essentially, like, we just took, like, essentially a pool workout and put it on land. And so, like, all the things that I'm doing in my exercises are all, like, my chest and my head facing the floor, as opposed to all the other things people do with, like, doing crunches and, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that stuff, you can get injured doing that stuff. This stuff, you really, I mean, it's probably the least likely to get injured because it's medically sound and physician endorsed by just the anatomy of your body and how gravity works.
Wow.
It's super low intensity.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing I had was, like, the first person who ever used it with me, her name was Tiffany Carr in North Carolina, and she was 400 pounds. She ain't 400 pounds no more. She does it every single day. She's like 150 and fly as fuck. She don't even answer my phone calls no more. And, you know what I mean? I love Tiffany. No, she's great. That's amazing. Her whole life has changed. She's like dating now. She's more confident. She got a better job. You know, and when I met her, you know, she just walked into a gym. Was just like, I want to be 200 pounds before my 30th birthday.
Wow.
And I was like, let me just help you. And, you know, she was like low income family, had two kids, didn't have a lot of money, never known fitness before, was overweight. And, like, just from just that commitment, 10 minutes a day, she don't miss it. I don't miss it. A lot of people who are with me, they don't miss it. And, like, her whole life has changed. And now she's, like, in love and got a great job and looks great in clothes and traveling and on vacation. You know what I mean? She feels great. Like, it's a confidence booster. And that's just really what I was really about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because, you know, it's a job that I get thanks for every day. It's not a thankless job, but people are always sharing me, like, Rob, thank you. I'm like, that's, I don't know, that's just, it's a good feeling, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it's, you're spreading love in a sense, like, you're giving back, just helping people get in shape and their fitness. That's incredible. And you also have a new venture, EPM. Can you tell us about EPM?
Yeah, EPM, it stands for Elite Performance Medicine. And if you guys want to hop on the, go check out the site. It's, www.epmproductx.com. So epmproducts.com, spelled with an X.
Okay.
And, you know, we transform suffering for all. If you have, you know, muscle and joint pain, we have a product called Reborn that is outstanding. We say better science, better medicine. And it's all, like, therapeutic grade essential oils. It's all earth. And our stuff is, you know, is better science, better medicine. We have a product called Lure. And, you know, people who deal with, like, skin imperfections, or they're not satisfied with just, like, their beauty on their face, whether it's, you know, wrinkles or psoriasis or eczema or sunspots or age spots. I had a mole. And it's just, it's healing your cells from the inside, which makes your cells reproduce the way they're supposed to. And then all those imperfections are gone.
Wow. That's incredible.
And,
you know,
and we have a product for professional athletes called Flight. We have the Clippers using it right now, talking to the Lakers soon.
Wow.
Then we have another product called Elite. That's a spot treatment. We have a product for mothers and babies called Calm. It's amazing. And then we have our first aid and urgent care product called Urgent with an X. And we're coming out with the soap next. The soap's called Ocean. We have a body scrub coming out called Glow. This is really starting to, you know, and it's all earth products, and they're amazing.
Yeah. I love that natural factor to it. Because it's like a lot of stuff, you're just like, okay, what am I putting in my body? What am I putting on my body? So I love that it's all from the earth.
Yeah. I mean, that was the biggest thing, is that, like, I can go head to head with any product on the market. I'm like, okay, take all the marketing off the front. Look at the back. Look at the ingredients. And our ingredients are all, like, ultra premium, 100% therapeutic grade essential oils. And, like, there's no fillers in our stuff. Not one. We have nothing in there that's just like, oh, we're just using this to stretch it.
Nothing like that.
Yeah, and it's a luxury product, and it is worth everything. It's so great.
That's amazing. I'm definitely want to check that out, because I love just natural products and natural things. So can you tell the listeners where they can keep up with you on social media and follow your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, you know, I do Highway Fit every single day on Instagram. My handle is at the Robert Richard. I'm at the Robert Richard on all handles. So that's Facebook, that's Twitter, YouTube. And then you can go to my website at therobertrichard.com. And then all the things that I'm doing are on there. So you can keep up with me there.
Awesome. Well, congratulations with everything you're doing. We're definitely going to check out Bolden in theaters May 3rd. So thank you so much for being on the Actors Lounge. And I appreciate your time, Robert.
Yeah, love you. God bless. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.